The peace that you experience today is the peace that will guard your heart throughout this week from any worries and fears and the cares of life. Amen. Apostle Paul prayed in Philippians 4, the peace of Christ will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Did you know that your mind can be tired?
Yes.
When you think about that problem a lot, you might have an 8-hour sleep, but you still feel tired. Your body may be well rested, but your mind may be going overtime. Okay? Beloved of God, now, what is the antidote for that? Well, stop worrying. Right? Have you ever kind of like being angry with yourself? Oh, come on, girl.
Yeah.
Stop worrying about that problem. And then the more you say that, the worse it gets.
Yeah.
It's like the more you're worrying. Because it is the peace of God that can guard your heart and your mind in Philippians 4. So that peace of the Holy Spirit today, even through the music of the Holy Spirit, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So you don't have to beat yourself again and say, oh, come on girl, you know, how come I'm still worrying? No, the peace of the Holy Spirit will give you that that protection for your mind that you cannot, you know, conjure up with your own ability. That there's no amount of anything that the world has to offer that can give you the peace that surpasses all understanding. How many of you believe that the Word of God is the truth and nothing but the truth, right? Can I see? I mean, you have to allow the Word of God to be the final say over your life and not the circumstances in your life to sort of overrule what the Bible says to be true in your life. Amen. And God promised you this peace that will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And this peace, the Bible says, it surpasses all understanding. Man, billionaires would gladly give up their money to be able to have this peace that will be surpassing all understanding.
Yes.
How blessed are you, Life-Giving Church International? You have something that even people with all their money cannot buy. Right? People with money can buy the best mattress in the world, but only God can give you a deep, restful sleep. He gives sleep to His beloved, the Bible says. Amen. Hallelujah. And that comes through that peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen. Beloved of God, are you blessed? God is good all the time. So where did you get this promise of God? This peace that surpasses all understanding. Philippians chapter 4. Say Philippians 4.
Philippians 4.
Now, remember, the book of Philippians were written by Apostle Paul when he was in jail. The worst possible condition that anyone can experience. I mean, the jail today, man, is a luxury for people back then. All right? You have to imagine Apostle Paul, right? Eating not the most nutritious food, I guarantee you is non-organic, likely, okay? It's nothing that is nutritious. I don't know how he exercised. Maybe he walked around the jail cells. That's how he exercised, right? Okay? But he walked in divine health. And having this peace that surpasses all understanding. That is a living proof, beloved of God. No matter how bad your circumstances might be, even if you're in jail, like Apostle Paul, there is no excuse for you to not experience this shalom peace of Christ that surpasses all understanding. Because Philippians, the book of Philippians, it was written in jail. One of the worst jails. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah? That is a living testimony. Oh, by the way, that's where you get also the word. Rejoice always.
And again.
I say unto you, rejoice. That's in the book of Philippians. So as believers, we can rejoice not when everything is working right. We can rejoice even when everything seems like it's not working. We can still rejoice at all times. And we can still have peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen? Hallelujah. So how can you lose for winning? Right? When everything goes right, you praise the Lord. When there is something in your life currently that's not working, amen, you can still rejoice. Right? That's what being a believer is all about. That's what separates the wheat from the chaff. That's what separates the boys from the men. Right? Hallelujah. That's what separates a believer that is truly blessed and a believer that's struggling every day. Because they don't know, as Christians, we can rejoice even if we were to live in one of the worst conditions, in a jail cell, like Apostle Paul. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, beloved of God, I just want to encourage you. Amen. You are the beloved of God in whom God is well pleased. Not by your good works, but simply by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Circumstances in life might be against you, right? Situation in life might seem to be saying, oh no, you're not blessed. This problem, you have been struggling with this problem for quite some time. But by faith you can say, no, I can rejoice always. Yes. And again, oh my soul, rejoice. Amen? Yes. Man, that's what made King David such a mighty warrior in God. He kept on building himself up. He keep on encouraging himself in the Lord his God. He keeps on talking to his soul. Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your hope in God. He keeps on talking to his soul. O my soul, don't be discouraged. Amen. The Lord is my refuge. O my soul, rejoice. Let me say again, O my soul, rejoice. Beloved of God, you don't need anybody to encourage you. You need to encourage yourself in the Lord. When you are tempted to give up, when you're tempted to throw in the towel, when you're tempted, amen, because of the situation in your life that's currently not the kind of situation that you're hoping, you can be rejoicing always. You can say to my soul, rejoice, O my soul, rejoice. And let me say it again, rejoice. You can build yourself up in the most holy faith. Amen. Hallelujah. And you see, amen, the situation in your life will line up with the reality that the Bible has already described. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give a clap offering to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved of God. I hope you are built up. You are encouraged. You're not drowned by the circumstances in life and the things that perhaps are not going your way at this time. Amen. Don't be discouraged. God says, the things that are visible are momentary. Say momentary.
Momentary.
So, can you see your problem? Let's say you're dealing with a particular problem. Let's say you're dealing with a bill. And you're running on a problem in the financial area and you're being sent a bill. Can you see that bill? Okay. God says whatever is visible is only temporary. So that bill, that, can you see the bill statement, right? You owe, X amount of, money and stuff. You can see that bill. God says it's temporary. But what is invisible? The provision of God. The supply of the Holy Spirit. That is eternal. Right? So it depends on your focus. Are you going to be focusing on that bill, the thing that's kind of like worrying you? Or are you going to be focusing on the invisible supply, right, in Christ, that is available.
Yes.
It depends on your focus.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If you focus on Jesus, you will be rejoicing always.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you focus on the supply of healing for your body that is in Christ, you will not be discouraged. You will not be like focusing on the pain, or you're focusing even, okay, here's another thing. A doctor's report. red, cholesterol really high, or whatever, you know, blood pressure, okay, needs to go down a bit, whatever, right? You look at the report, right? You look at the red marks. Well, God says, is it visible? Okay, that is temporary.
Temporary, yes.
Amen.
But what is invisible? Man, as Jesus is, so are you in this world, right? By Jesus' stripes, you were healed. Those are the supply of the Spirit that is, you know, unlimited.
Yes.
Now, when you look unto Jesus, right? Oh, Lord, thank you. Regardless of what the doctor's report says, right? By your stripes, I was healed, and I'm still righteous by your blood. Thank you, Jesus. I praise you, Lord. I give you praise. I give you thanks, Lord. What happens, beloved of God? You are bringing down the supply of heaven, right? From the heavenly places by grace through faith, and you'll be infused with the life of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good all the time, and all the time God is so good. Man, that was a good appetizer. That was a really, really good appetizer, I think, right? I'm just going to sum up the appetizer. It was so good. I got to kind of like give you a summary of what it is again. Right? Philippians 4. Say Philippians 4.
Philippians 4.
You might want to read Philippians 4 for your daily devotion.
Amen.
Right? Remember, what was the scenario there? When you read the Bible, it comes alive when you know where Apostle Paul wrote it. It was in jail, in the worst condition possible. And he said, rejoice always. And he said, I have peace that surpasses all understanding. That means it's the peace not like what the world gives.
Yeah.
Did you know that Jesus said in John 14, my peace I give unto you. It's not like the kind of peace that the world gives. You know, the kind of peace that the world gives is depending on the external circumstances. If everything is going right, if everything is going right in your life, then you can have peace. It does not take the Holy Spirit to have that kind of peace. Because even people who don't believe in Jesus, even the world, when everything is going right, they can have peace also. But Jesus said, my peace. This is not the world's peace. This is my shalom, peace. I give unto you. It's not like the kind of peace that the world gives that based on the things external.
Yeah.
If I don't feel any pain in my body, I feel peace, that kind of thing, right? But this peace is so aggressive that Jesus says, right, it will guard your heart. You don't have to be busy guarding your heart. This peace will automatically guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Is the peace that surpasses all understanding. Amen? That is our inheritance in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. My peace I give unto you. It's a peace that the world cannot give. It's a peace that the world cannot understand. Peace to live, peace to give. My peace I give unto you. The peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, I pray for everyone in this place. May the peace of Christ guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus throughout this week. Father, that we may glorify your name as we praise you even in the midst of our trials, in the midst of our challenges, that we will not be discouraged because your peace protects us and guards our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Everybody says amen.
Amen.
Amen means yes, Lord. Yes. Right? That's mine. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I present to you what we have been redeemed from. From Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 27. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what your beloved Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, has done for you because of His love for you. Look, He has redeemed us from the boils of Egypt. See the first thing there in Deuteronomy 28, verse 27? It says, you, instead of being afflicted by the boils of Egypt, because of Jesus, our redemption, you have been redeemed from the boils of Egypt. Can we hide the slide? Thank you. I want you to focus on what I'm about to say, because if I have the slides on, some people, they're writing their notes down, right? Now, I'm going to tell you something about the boils of Egypt that will be a blessing to you, right? I believe the Lord is pleased with me that He gives me this revelation that I... By the way, I read all the commentaries about... I want to know about this boils of Egypt. I want to make it applicable for our modern life, right? You don't go to the doctor and the doctor says, I'm sorry, you got a boil of Egypt, okay? Right? I mean, it's like, okay, you know, it's like, no, you know, what is that? Boils of Egypt. So I wanted to study more about the boils of Egypt, right? And the Lord loves people who is hungry and thirsty to study more in the Word, because you cannot find this in any Bible commentaries. You can go to the bookstore, you can go to the Christian bookstore, you can go to YouTube, you can go to TBN, you can go everywhere. I could not find this. And I believe it's going to bless you, beloved of God. Say, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
All right. Boils of Egypt. I'm going to reveal to you something that the Lord has revealed unto me. Right? Now, boils of Egypt was mentioned as the sixth plague out of the 10 plagues that God sent to Egyptians to set the children of Israel free. Everybody got that?
Yeah.
That was the only kind of my mind, okay, let's go find out about the boils of Egypt, Lord. Okay, right there in one of the plagues that God sent to Egypt. Very interesting how Moses created this plague, if you will, or God uses Moses to create this plague. He grabbed a bunch of ashes from the furnace. Soot. Is that how you pronounce it? Soot from the furnace, the darkened, burned ashes, right? Out of the furnace. He took it with his hand. This is how Moses made the boils of Egypt. And it becomes small dust. From that moment, it was so horrible, even animals got affected. Animals, people, they all got this, like ulcers, boiling. It's a horrible disease. Clearly, it was a curse right there, the boils of Egypt. Now, look at how it happened. It started with the ashes, right? He took the ashes and then he threw it up. Now, ashes, the darkened ashes, makes you dirty, makes you not clean. Ah, I begin to see something. The boils of Egypt. I got to trace the origin. How did you get these boils of Egypt? It comes as a result of the condemnation in life, because ashes in the Bible is what makes us dirty. The ashes, the dust, is what makes us dirty. So the condemnation in this world that makes us feel dirty is what can cause the boils of Egypt to happen in our lives. Again, like I said, nobody knows what boils of Egypt is. You don't go to a doctor and they say, well, this is the diagnosis of your condition. you have a boil of Egypt. So there must be something about this boil of Egypt, right? So guess what? I studied deeper in the Bible. I want to know, what is the meaning of the word Egypt in the Bible? In Hebrew, it's Mizraim. And one of the definitions for the word Egypt, it means double straits. The synonyms that's related for straits is distress. But this is doubled. It's like a doubled distressed life. That's a picture of people in the world, in our modern day society, that is full of stress and the fast pace of life because of the double straits nature. Now I'm bringing this revelation to our modern age. Now you see what Jesus has done that can be applicable, amen, to our day-to-day life, so that we will not be condemned with the world. If you have this revelation, the boils of Egypt that can come because of the ashes. Again, what's the ashes that makes you feel dirty? What is the ashes representing in the Bible many times? Is the condemnation in this world, right? That's what producing this boils of Egypt. So boils of Egypt is the diseases in this world that can be caused by a life that is full of double distress. A life that is chronically full of stress and anxieties and the fears of life. Wow. And I've looked it up. There are two major problems in this kind of lifestyle, which is actually very prevalent in our world because of the fast-paced nature of the stress of life. Number one, it can affect your mental health. A life that is full of anxieties and stress. Again, this is an Egyptian life. This is a worldly life that you're not supposed to be having a part of, because this is part of that boils of Egypt. It will affect your mental health. And the second thing, it can even affect your cardiovascular health, your heart health. So, beloved of God, I just want to let you know, I pray that God will give us the revelation on Jesus, our redemption, that has redeemed us from the boils of Egypt. Man. You get... Yeah, let's give a clap offering. I gave you a very, very deep Bible study here.
Yes.
I really dig in deep on the boils of Egypt. Now you know what you're missing in the Bible. Man, I did not know. I've been redeemed from the boils of Egypt. The life that is full of condemnation of life that can produce all kinds of problems, double distress, double straits problem. Amen, beloved of God. Isn't that good news?
Amen.
Wow, amazing. Amen. Man, we cut half of our problem just having this revelation that I've been redeemed from the boils of Egypt.
Yeah.
Because it covers, you know, a double strait, double distressed life that can cause mental problems, that can cause heart conditions. No wonder heart conditions is the number one killer in our nation. The leading cause of death is some kind of cardiovascular problem. Problem with high blood pressure. Problem with strokes. Problem with irregular heart rhythms. All these things, my people, they perish for the lack of knowledge. Because they don't know what my son has done, that they have been redeemed from the boils of Egypt.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Oh my goodness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I pray that you have the revelation, beloved of God. You have been redeemed from the boils of Egypt through Jesus, who has become your redemption.
Yes.
so that you will not be condemned with the rest of the world. So you don't have to experience the problem that the Egyptians, a picture of the world, are also experiencing. My people will no longer perish because I have given them knowledge today.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That they have been redeemed from the boils of Egypt.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. There is now no condemnation, no more sad.
No more
that ashes, condemnation in our lives. Are you happy or are you happy, beloved of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Man, I showed you biblically from the Bible where that boils of Egypt came from. It came from the sud in the furnace. That's where Moses grabbed, right? He grabbed the ashes and then he threw it away and it became the boils of Egypt.
Just keep singing, you're not guilty anymore.
Amen. You're not guilty anymore, right? Yes, absolutely. You're not guilty anymore. Romans 8:1. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So watch out for that sud. Hallelujah. Amen. Hey, watch out. Watch out for that condemnation in your life. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Life by default is preaching condemnation to you. Unless you're hearing the gospel truth that there's now no condemnation. How we need to be hearing and hearing and hearing again the gospel truth.
Yes.
So that we don't have to deal with the boils of Egypt because we have been redeemed through the sacrifice of our beloved Lord and Savior from the boils of Egypt. Yes. The days of your mental problems is over. The days of any potential heart condition is over because you have the revelation that Jesus has become your redemption. There is now no more sad. There is now no more condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Somebody give a clap offering to Jesus. Look at what Jesus has done. Many people treat depression with pills. That's not going to solve the problem. You got to go deeper to the root cause of the problem, which is the sad, that condemnation of life. And you got to plead the blood of Jesus and say, I know I messed up. I know I'm not all the Christians that I'm supposed to be. I know I still have pain in my body. I know I have not received the full manifestation of this healing. But I know there's now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to be condemned with the rest of the world because I am a child of God. I'm not part of the Egyptian brunch. I'm not part of the world. Amen. I am a child of God. I'm not supposed to be condemned with the rest of the Egyptians with the so-called boils of Egypt. Somebody, I want to let you know that today's message will literally save your life. I don't want this to be another Sunday at a church. I want it to be a turning point Sunday.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Because of the love.
Hallelujah.
Of the one who gave everything. This is like now or never. This is like a moment in history of your life. And say, Lord, no more sad. No more condemnation because of what you have done for me. Because your life depends on it. You look at the list of all kinds of potential problems from a double, straight, world, stressful, chronic life. The list is endless.
Yes.
So if you just know one thing, that you've been redeemed from the boils of Egypt, you'll make the heart of your loving Heavenly Father proud and very happy.
Yes.
Because of how much Jesus loves you, and He paid His high price. He bore that boils of Egypt at the cross. And all that pain. Because He loves you so much.
Yes.
And your part is just to have faith in Him. It does not require works, because the promise of the Spirit is through faith. And you cannot earn it. You just receive and humble yourself and say, Lord, I want what You've got for me. Amen. Hallelujah. So, beloved of God, just be encouraged. I got so much other things, but I feel like, you know, the Word of God is so highly concentrated. I can move on to the next one. The next one is tumors, by the way, that we've been redeemed from. Okay, that's another big one, right? Tumors, we've been redeemed from that. But I feel like, you know, the boils of Egypt, if we can just, you know, recognize, you know, man, Father, give me this fresh revelation of Jesus, our redemption, more and more. You know, it will make your day. You'll be really experiencing life and life more abundantly. Amen, beloved of God.